I've been to several meetings with regard to what the Postal Service is doing, and I think it's pretty unconscionable. They don't seem to have any plan. I at the invitation of the mayor of Lauralville, I went to the meeting, a town meeting that they had in that community. It was attended by over 200 local citizens. A lot of good ideas from the citizens. A lot more good ideas from the citizens than from the Postal Service. The only thing I can figure out is, if you don't have a permanent postmaster, they're going to try to close your post office. And Iowa and West Virginia seem to be the hardest hit states in this. Delaware, zero. A senator from Delaware has introduced a bill supported by the Postal Service. I wonder if there's any politics in this. I don't know. But it's kind of an interesting situation. New Hartford, which is Chuck Grassley's hometown, is one of them where they're trying to close. With the meeting we went to in Fort Dodge, which was attended by a number of the mayor's local officials, I think it was the mayor that said that when they read the letter from Senator Grassley, they closed up their books and cut the meeting off. So I guess my feeling is that, and it's not just the local post offices, they're trying to close two service centers, one in Sioux City and one in Fort Dodge. You maybe heard the ridiculous thing that the Postal Service submitted to Sioux City. The mayor thought it was one of those Nigerian chain emails or something. But I think, and I'm in the process of working with other governors on this, and also working with the mayors of the communities that are affected. I think they should put a moratorium in place and develop a thoughtful, systematic strategy to deal with their budget problems. Their problem is primarily caused by their pension system and the fact that Congress has required them to fund their pension system, which is a problem a lot of states are gonna deal with now too, but this is an issue, the pension system, and then also the cost of having a postmaster, which I guess postmasters are paid a lot more than the other employees in the postal system in every community. Why does every little town have to have a postmaster? Can't you just have somebody in charge that doesn't have the title being a postmaster? Those are the kinds of questions that were raised by the citizens at Lauralville and communities all across the state. The Postal Service has not answered them. They have not put together a thoughtful, systematic strategy. I believe the citizens of this country, especially rural America, deserve that. And our state seems to be particularly hard hit and targeted. And I, as governor of this state, I believe I have a responsibility and an obligation to go to bat for those communities and for maintaining that service. And not to say that some post offices can't or won't be closed, but there should be a thoughtful and systematic approach towards this. And when you have a community like Lauralville where you have 29 businesses, doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to close that post office. And that was just the one that I was at, but there's like you said, it's now, it was 57, it's now 178. Doesn't seem to be any thoughtful, systematic approach. Nobody will tell us what the criteria are, and the citizens are rightly upset and signing petitions and demanding to be heard from the Postal Service, and they deserve it. I have no idea. And the Postal Service has been very vague about this. In fact, I didn't even get an official notice. I was contacted by the mayor. And I would say the mayor of Lauralville has been a real leader in this effort, and there's been a meeting in Fort Dodge, in fact, he and I are drafting a letter that we're sending out to mayors of the communities that are affected. I'm also working, I think, with the governor of West Virginia to put together a letter to governors. I did bring this up at the National Governors Meeting in Salt Lake City, and I'm very hopeful that we can get a groundswell of opposition out here in rural America that can get the attention of the Postal Service and get them to put in place a moratorium until they have put together a thoughtful and systematic plan that addresses their problem, as opposed to just willy-nilly closing a bunch of rural post offices.